I ask you to take your Bibles tonight. Turn with us to the book of Matthew, the 11th chapter. Matthew, the 11th chapter. I was thinking on the way to church about an old song. I'm not going to sing it, Brother Decker, but it says, "All day long I've been with Jesus. It has been a wonderful day. I have climbed up one step higher in this good old-fashioned way. And all day long I've been with Jesus." And that's a good place to be with Jesus. Matthew 11, verse 28. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." My message deals with the subject, come unto me. First thing that Jesus says is come to me. We're allowed to come to him. You're allowed to come to him. These great words of our Lord have been a balm for millions of weary Christians down through the years. God does not promise us a life devoid of hardships. Have you ever had a time in your life where you felt overwhelmed by the things of this old world? Where life seemed so hard, no matter what you did, things just wouldn't go right? If you have, then join the club of every other Christian upon this planet. We all go through periods like that. There are times of learning, times of testing that allow us to go stronger in Jesus. God has a solution tonight. This is one scripture alone that could answer all the problems in the world. It would solve all the failures in the life of every person who has turned back from following the Lord Jesus Christ. Come is an invitation. It's used nearly 3,000 times in the Bible. It refers to an invitation. Go is a command, like the scripture that says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. But when the Bible says, come, it's an invitation. It's an invitation for rest. It's an invitation for freedom from all the cares of this world that surround a person that's trying to live for Jesus Christ. Come has a reward with it. By coming, we receive all that the Lord's offer. As we preached the other night, we get the package deal. Come indicates a move towards the Lord. You're coming to where he is, or you're coming to where he wants you to be. Come. There's no stipulation as who to come, because anybody can come. If you're here tonight, you can come. Thank the Lord forever. The wealthy can come, and the poor can come. The famous can come. The peasant can come. Amen. He's speaking to all humanity. When Jesus spoke this day, he just didn't pick out a few and say, come. No, he talked to the entire crowd and he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He shows us that. Amen. The problems of being labored and heavy laden and experiencing the weighing down of life's load is something, my friend, that's universal. I don't care what country you go to. This scripture is good for everybody, every place. This passage has several pictures attached to it. And I want to present these to you in the service today. Friend, you follow with me as we examine this passage of scripture. First of all, it speaks of salvation. Come unto me. Who's me? That's Christ, the Son of God, the same person that said in St. John the 14th chapter and verse number 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto me but by the Father. It's the same one that said in St. John the 6th chapter and verse number 37, and all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Oh, I say, this is a very comforting scripture as far as I'm concerned. And sometime after the glorious resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Peter would thunder forth in Jerusalem these words when he said, neither is there salvation in any other, and there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. So it was only right and proper and good for Jesus to invite sinners to him, since there's nowhere else to go to find salvation. Think about that, friend. There's just one place that you can go and find real salvation. You might be able to go here and there and find religion, but there's just one place to find old time salvation. And the good news is that the Lord invites each person to come to him for salvation. Come is for any person that wants to be saved, that wants to be delivered from the power of sin. Friend, there's no limitation on who can be saved. Whosoever believeth on him shall be saved. It's what the Word of God says. Come is inclusive. It includes any and all who want to come. Come is also conclusive. He is the author and he is the finisher of our faith. Come is also exclusive. It rules out any other method of salvation than Jesus Christ. Come unto me includes you that's here tonight, if you'll accept it. It rules out those who will not come. If you will not come, then my friend, it's not for you until you do come. Salvation is eternal life for all believers. And this is so basic that it's almost useless to say it again, but we're commanded to tell it over and over and over again. Yes, my Lord, my Savior said, come unto me. Jesus didn't say, come and join the church. He didn't say, come and get baptized. He didn't say, come and turn over a new leaf. He didn't say, come and get religion. He didn't say, come and be a member of our denomination. He was speaking to those Jews who were really proud of themselves. Friend, they had adopted a religion that was full of rules and regulations. For the Jew, religion was a thing. It was a burden so much that Jesus said this in the book of Matthew, the 23rd chapter and verse number 4, for they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. This is a group of people that Jesus was preaching to on this day. And he knew how these religious people had put these heavy burdens on these individuals. Amen. So he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy burden, and I'll give you rest. Amen. That, my friend, the rules and regulations of the Jewish religion, even the ones who made up the rules, wasn't able to obey them. Amen. They couldn't come up to the standard themselves. Jesus proclaimed this. Paul proclaimed this. John the Apostle proclaimed this. Matthew and Mark and Luke proclaimed this. And here I am, 2,000 years later, still proclaiming the very same message. Coming to Jesus is the only hope for an individual to attempt salvation from any other way. The Bible says as sane as a thief in a robber. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I believe sometimes that includes Christian service. When we're in the Christian service for the Lord. Amen. If you've ever worked very long for the Lord, certainly during camp meeting, amen, you've experienced the load and the heaviness that can happen. And sometimes in our working for the Lord, we got to come to the Lord. I need rest. I'm weary. I'm heavy laden of it all. There have been times since I've become an evangelist that I've preached every night for 3 or 4 months with only 2 nights off. Every single night for three or four months without only 2 nights off. And sometimes it gets hard to bear. Nobody said it's going to be easy. Sometimes it seems that everyone's in opposition to what the Lord wants done. There's time when no one understands what the will and the ways of the Lord is. And that's when the Lord whispers in our ear, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me tonight, because I'm meek and lowly of heart. Amen. This includes the Christian who has failed God. When a true Christian fails God, it breaks their heart. They can't find rest in a backslidden condition. So that's why the Bible says in 1 John 2:1, my little children, these things are right unto you. Do not sin. Don't commit sin. I say unto you that you sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he's a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Friend, when you fail God, he convicts your heart. And you know what he says to every backslider, to every person that failed God? He don't say, well, you're no good, you're just trash, I'm done with you. No, he says, come unto me. Amen. I'll give you rest. Amen. God gives his people rest. He takes his gentle hand and he sprinkles us with his blood, and he sets us back on the pathway of following him. Let me tell you something, friend. Don't throw in the towel just because you make a mistake. Don't throw in the towel just because, my friend, you have fallen in some area. Get back up. Confess your sin. Forsake your sin. You have an advocate with the Father. Just because a person is a Christian doesn't mean everything's going to be hunky-dory. There'll be some hard places. There's going to be some rough places. But thank God for Jesus. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Amen. Thank God forever. Now, friend, he said, all ye that are weary. I believe I'm speaking to some people tonight that's weary. Sometimes we as Christians become weary. You can be weary in your body. You can be weary in your mind. You can be weary in your heart. You can be weary in your soul. Amen. Let's not be weary, the Bible says, in well-doing, for we shall reap if we faint not. Friend, it's easy to get weary in well-doing. It's easy to get weary inviting people to church when they won't come. It's get weary sometimes working for the Lord. But we're told in the Word of God, church, don't get weary in well-doing, for we shall reap if we faint not. 2 Thessalonians 3:13, but ye brethren, be not weary in well-doing. I think you're doing a good job. Don't be weary in well-doing. Weary and burden is a perfect way to describe the state of the men and women that Jesus was preaching to on that day. And it's also a perfect picture of our day in this society. People are busier than they've ever been. and most of the people that Jesus was ministering to, they were poor people. They were needy people. They were plagued with various diseases. Some of them was demon possessed. Others had deep lines etched upon a hard life that was written across their brow. They were not the social elite of that day. Many of the people that Jesus preached to were down and out. Amen. Jesus could see the weariness on their faces, and he offered them rest. Amen. He looked at these people in this condition, and he looked them in the eye. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Thank God he's got rest for the soul. Amen. He can see the weariness of their soul and understand what Jesus was saying and why he was saying it. We take in consideration the spiritual need of these people. Many of them were the worst of the worst, living during a time when they thought the standard of what it took to go to heaven was set too high. And they said, there's no use to try. I can't do this. Amen. I honestly think that the rest that Jesus was offering these folks was rest from the attempt to work their way to heaven. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to work their way to heaven like many people are doing today. Friend, the rest that Jesus was offering them was the rest of grace. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. If most people were honest with themselves and with God in this service, every one of us would have to admit tonight there's been times in our life, and no doubt many even tonight, when you feel just this way. You're weary tonight. You're heavy laden. You're laboring under life's load. And that's what he said. All ye that labor and are heavy laden. It's not always a crisis. It's, my friend, many times the commonplace in life has taken its toll upon us. There can be more strain and stress in prolonged drudgery. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, week after week, month after month, year after year, then sometimes a sudden calamity. We can just get fed up with things, right? You don't know how to cope anymore. How many times have we heard that? I just can't cope with this anymore. There seemed to be more strain, more stress, more striving, more struggling than any people that's ever lived. Certainly the guilt of sin can be a terrible burden. And those in Jesus' day came to him for relief. To them Jesus said, come, come to me. I've got rest. The guilt of sin can become so terrible, such a heavy burden, that Jesus offered them relief from the situation that they were in. To them, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I know in my life, when I try to do everything in my own strength alone, it does not turn out well. When you're heavy laden, it's like, my friend, in your spirit, your mind, your will, your emotions can't function because there's a weight on you and you can't function like you should. What's it do? It causes us to feel down and depressed and anxious. All those negative things does not belong in our life. If you do not labor, you're not heavy laden by your sins, Christ can't accept you. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. But such only happens to those who are labor and heavy laden. In other words, you're not going to talk people in to getting saved till they get sick of living in sin. It never happens to those who are thoughtless about their sins, to those who are careless about their sins, to those who are nonchalant about their sins, who have no feeling, no guilt about their sins, those who are not conscious of their sin. With some, it happens slowly. With others, it happens astonishingly quick, but it must by degrees happen. But when a sinner labors under heavy laden, it does something to his heart. Pressed down under the burden of sin's guilt, awakened of a sense of his own wickedness in the sight of God, persuaded that his sins deserve the punishment of God, it causes a heavy load upon the individual. Amen. Jesus said, I will give you rest. I'll give you rest. One of the definitions for sleep is slumber, doze, repose, lie down, let down, ease off, recuperate, rest up, take a break, take a load off, lean, recline, relax, unbend, settle down, dream, drowse, take it easy, be comfortable, stretch out, nap, nod, snooze, and chill out. Amen. That's what we need sometimes. Now notice the last phrase of the verse. I will give you rest. Amen. More than you realize this phrase. Two, he was speaking to those Jewish people. Jesus is offering spiritual rest here. He's not talking about physical rest. The Savior beckons us to stop, look, and rest. Remind me of the scripture in Isaiah 28, verse number 12, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refresh. Yet they would not hear. Thank God when we get saved, church, we enter into rest. Hebrews 4:3, for we which have believed do enter in rest. It don't have to be the Sabbath day. It don't have to be Sunday. Any day of the week, you can enter into rest. As he said, as I was sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter in my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. What a wonderful invitation Jesus has given both saint and sinner. Come unto me. I'll give you rest from your struggles, from your sorrows, from your sin. Come to him. He won't abuse you. He won't condemn you. He'll help you. He'll give you rest. You can take his yoke upon you. If you'll but accept my cross, Jesus says, and my salvation, you'll find relief from what's weighing you down. Amen. You'll find refreshment for the soul. My friend, we have such relief in Jesus Christ. So what does God give us rest from? First of all, he gives us rest from fear. We do not have to be afraid as the people of God, because God is with us supernaturally. He protects us. Amen. He gives us rest from hopelessness. We were in a hopeless condition when we were lost without Christ. Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse number 11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end." Thank God for that promise. Amen. God has good plans for your life. If you're a Christian, God has good plans for your life. If you're a sinner tonight, God has good plans for your life, because he wants to save you and change you and put you on a different highway. So what does he give us rest from? He can give you rest from your addictions. Amen. Isaiah 58 and verse number 6. "Is this not the fast that I've chosen, to loose the bands of the wicked?" What else? "Undo heavy burdens." You got a heavy burden tonight? God came to undo heavy burdens and let the oppressed go free and break every yoke. He's got the power to break the addiction in your life. If you're addicted to cigarettes, he can break that addiction. If you're addicted to alcohol, he can break that addiction. If you're addicted to drugs, he can break that addiction. If you're addicted to pornography, he can break that addiction. There's no addiction that he can't break. Amen. For some people, it'll be in an instant. For others, it's a process. God healed your heart. Amen. What do we get rest from? Depression. Depression robs you of your ability to enjoy life. And not only hurts you mentally, but physically as well. That's not all. God's will is that you live a life pleasing in his sight. God wants you to live a life full and able to heal your mind and take you where you need to be in life. I'm glad I found God's rest. Amen. We become like Jesus through the Holy Spirit. It's a process. To learn to rest in God takes time. It's a process. It's like an onion. You peel it, and you think you got it done, and you come to find out there's another set of peelings, and on, amen. That's the way it is in the things of God. You keep finding, here's another layer, and another layer, and another layer in this package deal, amen. Isn't that old song in the evening light, isn't that great? "In Jesus I found a sweet rest from sorrow, from toil, and from care. In him I'm happy and blessed, for he all my burdens doth bear. I came to the Lord for release, when burdened with guilt and with sin, he cleansed me and gave me his peace, the Spirit to witness within. Though many the troubles I meet," even after you get saved, you're going to meet up some troubles. And the songwriter said, "Though many the troubles I meet, he'll help me and keep me along. I'll sit at his glorified feet, for he is my joy and my song. All glory and praise to his name, for what thou didst suffer for me, for saving my soul when I came and gave myself unto thee. Oh, how happy am I with my Savior so nigh. I have found sweet rest on Jesus' dear breast." Thank God for the sweet rest we find in him. Amen. Rest is our divine promise. You know what else he said? "Learn of me." Learn of me. You know, that's a very important word. Amen. Learn of me. It's a little word, "of." Jesus didn't say, "Learn about me." He said, "Learn of me." Is there a difference? There's a difference. Knowing the facts about Jesus doesn't change anything. Knowing Christ in a real personal way changes things. Jesus was saying to the crowds of that day, learn what my nature is like. I'm meek and lowly in heart. In other words, Jesus said, I'm gentle and humble. I'm amazed that the God of the universe stresses so much about humility and gentleness being his nature. Jesus was also saying, come and learn my nature so that you might not only be blessed, but that you too might become a blessing to others. The church must always keep in mind that if our Savior is meek and lowly, we need to be that way. We live in a world of hurting people who need help. People at school need help. People on the job need help. Your family needs help. And we have the answer. Therefore, rather than focusing on ourselves, we need to focus on bringing people to Jesus. You know what else he said? For my yoke is easy. Some carry the yoke of religion. The people that Jesus was talking to was carrying the yoke of religion. It will never work. Jesus invites us to put down our heavy load. He said, my yoke's easy. My burden's light. So the question that first crosses my mind as I read this, how can trading one yoke for another help someone? Every day we hear of someone collapsing under the crushing weight of life. The yoke of the Pharisees said, carry the weight yourself. The yoke of Christ says, come and yoke up with me, and I'll carry the biggest part of the load. No wonder the Lord cried out, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. The song says, I think it's in page 207 in the Evening Light Songbook, his yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so. That is not to say that the Christian will not have no struggles. Yet in every struggle, we'll have someone beside us to help us because we're yoked up with the Lord. I'm here to tell you, church, quit trying to bear your burdens alone. That's our problem. We're trying to bear our burdens alone. Jesus said, come to me and I'm going to help you. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Jesus saw that humanity was harassed and helpless. The sheep of his pasture were thirsty for living water. He himself will lead them beside the still waters. Jesus was saying to the people of his day, come to me for salvation. Come to me for forgiveness. Come to me for cleansing, because the law can't save you. Moses' law can't save you. And your sins prevent you from approaching God. Come to the Lord. He can bring victory in your life. This is the loving Savior speaking to us, even here tonight. Come means leave what you're doing and start doing what the Lord bids you to do. You can probably remember, I heard Brother Josh saying amen a while ago. You can probably remember carrying the load of sin with no relief, no place to lay down the burden of sin. Jesus tenderly calls for us to come for cleansing. He can make us whole. Have you been given serious thought concerning your sins as of late? Has it dawned on you, your consciousness, that you're estranged from God, sinner? You are estranged from God. even though you do not fully understand the details of your condition? Are you aware tonight that you are damned in your sins if you don't come to Christ? Then you're among those who Christ invited to come. Those who have attempted to carry their own burdens and earn their own salvation. This is a passage of scripture. If you're like a dry, thirsty desert, you can come to Jesus. Someone said, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. Come to the Lord and say, God, sin has hurt me. Sin has hurt my family. Sin has hurt you. God, I know I've offended you. I know my sins will damn me. I want rid of them. I don't have the power, but by your grace and your help, I turn from my sins. Save me, cleanse me by the blood of the cross. Has the Lord spoken to you in this service? If he has, you need to listen to him. For there's not one, I suspect, in this place at some time has not been under a heavy burden, laboring under the burden of life, burden of sin, burden of sorrow, the burden of sickness, the burden of bereavement, but you're laboring under it without the Savior. That's hard to do. He'll put his yoke on you and he'll bear the greater weight of the burden. Amen. Brother Decker, how much you think this weighs? Take hold of that right there, brother. How much it weigh?
Oh, probably a pound.
1 pound? How much it weigh, brother? You can't say the same thing he did.
1.75
pounds. 1.75. Amen. Come on, brother, how much it weigh?
2 pounds.
2 pounds. How much weigh, brother?
3/4 pound.
3/4 pound. All right, brother, how much weigh?
I'd say 2.2.
2.2. Now, how much weigh?
2 pounds.
Not too much in here. That's not much, is it? But guess what? I can hold this up here for about a minute. But if I held this 2 pound, as some of them said, up for an hour, I'd have an aching arm. If I held this up here all day long, you'd have to call the ambulance. Amen. So you know the best thing to do? Lay it down. Why? It's not the weight. It's how long you carry it. Some of you have been carrying a weight too long. There comes a time you gotta lay it down. And I think that time's tonight. It doesn't matter about the absolute weight. How long do you hold it? It'll be the exact same weight an hour from now. It'd be the exact same weight 24 hours from now. If we carry our burdens all the time, sooner or later, we're not going to be able to carry them. The burden becomes increasing heavier. What you have to do is put the glass down and rest a while. Then can take it back up again. We have to put down the burdens that we carry every once in a while so that we can be refreshed to carry on. So before you leave the service tonight, you've been carrying some things for a long time. I want you to come lay them down. Whatever burdens that you have on your shoulders, lay them down for a while. Pick them up later, because you can have renewed strength. That's what we need, church. We need renewed strength. If you'll just lay the thing down for a while, you can have new vision. There's a season for everything. There's a time to give it your best. And there's a time to rest in Jesus. Most of us, I think all of us, are carrying some problems around. Some of them's very heavy. Some simply are worn down by the trials and the afflictions. The problem only gets heavier and heavier as we carry them. The only way to relieve the load is give the burden to the Lord. Cast your burden on the Lord and leave it there.